Well, our organization is dedicated to increasing minority participation in the political process. Today, we organized a special advocacy day, day of action for the Muslim Floridian community. And so Florida Muslims were up here at the state capitol building, and there was a day-long event full of activities where they also met directly with their legislators to talk to them about education reform and healthcare reform and how that's desperately needed in the state of Florida.
And I want to draw attention to a comment by Representative Hasner, who said today that this is simply drawing attention to the leader of this group, he's referring to you, and his well-documented ties to dubious individuals and other groups that promote hate, sympathize with terrorists, and have links to terrorist organizations like Hamas. What's your response to that?
Mr. Hasner lives in the Twilight Zone. If he has serious concerns about security of our nation, he should report it to his nearest FBI office. Anything other than that, then it's just grandstanding and rhetoric. There's baseless stuff, and it's meaningless. He has no influence whatsoever on law enforcement, and if he knows of any information, he should report it right away to law enforcement and not hold news conferences and grandstand with right-wing network to distract people from the real issues. The real issues is Adam Hasner is really upset that Muslims are coming to Tallahassee. He wants to continue to keep them disenfranchised and outside of the process. And there's nothing that he can do to stop Floridians who just happen to be Muslim to come to the state capitol and advocate on these issues. Whatever he's doing or trying to do is un-American. And with all the problems that the state legislators are facing and the pressure that they're under to fix our situation in Florida, they don't even have time to take breaks for anything. Yet, Mr. Hasner is able to find all this time to organize and orchestrate a news conference with dozens of people to be able to raise issues about something that has nothing to do with Florida. It's just beyond comprehension. I mean, he should focus on the issue at hand and do his job. His job is to work for the people of Florida and to legislate on issues that help all Floridians, not to scheme and orchestrate ways to keep minorities disenfranchised. Most of the politicians up here that we spoke to today, there was no opposition, there was no resistance, and people just dismissed Hasner's claims as just rhetoric, including the Speaker of the House. The Speaker of the House himself, who's a superior to Hasner, and within from his own party, sent us a letter of appreciation and welcome to the state capitol and recognizes how important this effort is.